With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. A quick warning, in this clip there is some occasional coarse language, so if you are around sensitive ears or are easily offended, move along to another Steel Wars episode. This is not the podcast you are looking for. We were chatting on the little Facebook Messenger, and you guys are pretty deep into the EU. And
love it. I want to qualify this, though, as being where I'm at least, and I feel like you guys are into the EU, not for the sake of fandom, but just for the sake of how
strangeness,
ridiculous it is.
It's like we try to out-Trump one another by sending each other the most banal or just like strangely shocking.
Yeah, or just like
I thought when you said out Trump each other, I thought you like have a contest.
Oh no.
Who can build the biggest wall to stop Mexicans?
That's Hulk Hogan, man.
Oh, okay. So I thought we could see what.
Do you want to we'll chat about some of the entries that
we've
we'll have a
wacky off. Yeah. Oh my god, you've got
I've used a printer for this one.
I have my first one loaded up. This is my absolute favorite Wikipedia article. You can find it on starwars.wikia.com. This is the article for breast. Breasts are the mammary glands of mammalian species and some reptomammals, and were normally a distinguishing feature of the female of the species. Males did have breasts, but they were far less developed than their female counterparts due to sexual dimorphism. The article continues to go on for quite a bit, with many details, including many hyperlinks.
Wow. I get the feeling that the Wikipedia listing for breast would be one of the highest hit ones.
Yeah. People got to learn somewhere.
Did you notice the image on there? You know how they always have...
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about A-list secure. What's really sad is I have a photographic memory of this page.
Yes.
I'm not talking about that naughty one at the top.
I know the other one you're talking about.
They're showing, obviously, pictorial evidence of chests in the Star Wars universe. And my favorite, it's... screenshot from episode 3 when a certain little boy with a robot arm wakes up mid-dream and it just says Anakin Skywalker reveals his chest, and it's this like ripped dude sitting up in bed. I got that one here too.
it's a good one. But you can actually see a nude painting of Jedi Aayla Secura sleeping seductively in bed on this page.
And apparently it's like legit. It's not like a fan deviant art.
Really?
Yeah,
it's
is
like
it really?
A cover from a novel or something.
Show me.
Here you go. Okay, not too close.
Let the record state, Steel has a massive stiffy right now.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, that's...
I now clearly know what a breast is. That's great. Yeah.
You don't need to sign in or anything on this page. You can just go straight in no matter how old you are.
There's no way that is an official image.
Yeah, that's not commissioned. Oh, maybe commissioned by one strange person.
To himself.
Yeah, for them, but that's it.
As it turns out, Wikipedia is a great substitute for bratzes.
If only it was around when you were a kid, man. You would.
Oh boy, it actually was around when I was a kid. I spent many an afternoon just on Wikipedia learning everything I could.
Like breasts.
That's true. That's not a joke. That is real life.
I need another refresher on breasts.
Yes.
This is the sort of thing that makes me so happy they got rid of the EU. So just so everyone is clear, there was all these, after they stopped making films, they made all these extra stories in books and comics and online, and it was called the EU, the Expanded Universe, and to make way for the new films, they wiped it all, which led some people to be quite upset. Was anyone here bummed about it?
Did you spend a lot of money on it?
That was a very firm yes. But what? Like, my thing is, like, would you rather new films or new films? All right. See, that was
what
a
do
quick
you miss
debate.
The most? What do you miss the most from the EU?
The breast listing.
Hey, there's still going to be breasts in new movies, so that's all right. JJ got you a ticket, baby.
I feel like the EU is like someone diving headfirst into like Betamax or something, and they're like, "Nah, man, it's gonna be good." And then like VHS happened, and just kind of having all this money spent on these things that you can't really do anything with.
Analogies are not your thing, but whatever.
I was gonna say Braz is in Redshirt to dumb it down for you.
All right, this is the sort of thing that I just thank God you've gotten rid of this EU. So this is called Therefore I Am, the Tale of IG-88. And this was like in the Bounty Hunter Tales or something. Tales of the Bounty Hunters, which for the most part is a cool book. They're the tales of books, little stories about characters in the background of the canteen or whatever. But this story, written by Kevin J. Anderson, he proposed, the story was that the bounty hunter IG-88, who you see in Empire Strikes Back, who's hanging out with Boba Fett on the deck of the Star Destroyer, him and some other droid bounty hunters were about to stage a takeover of the universe. And IG-88 had somehow uploaded his self into the second Death Star, right? So he had, like, done a an Ultron. Mm-hmm. And taken over the Death Star.
2001.
And he was about to, like, it was all about, the upload was about to be complete. Funnily enough, just seconds after the Death Star exploded. So if they had missed, IG-88 would have become the Death Star and taken over the galaxy. Fuck the EU. Wow,
really makes you think, doesn't it?
Are we upset that storyline's gone now? Okay.
What, it means they can use it in the new movie. Perhaps that's what it's all about.
You know how, like, you've got to show your sources on Wikipedia, or any of the Pedias? I really like this one for toilet. It says, a toilet was a fixture found in refreshers used for the disposal of bodily waste. It's like, yeah, I know. toilet paper was used to maintain personal hygiene, and then there's a reference to it, and it's from a book called Dark Forces, Soldiers for the Empire. So there's somewhere in the EU out there a guy wiping his ass. It's like, and it's someone's like, yeah, we better put that in there so we know that's how they did it.
They can't all be taking shits Dagobah style.
Yeah. I'm really
into it. It's more natural.
What's the, like, toilet source? My house.
Dagobah would totally be the place where they have drop dunnies.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Dagobah's like where, like, if there was a Woodford Folk Festival in the Galactic Universe, in the Star Wars Universe, it'd be on Dagobah.
You just go for some Rogue Squadron.
Oh!
Thank you.
Lexi. You have one for, speaking of the cantina, for the music? Didn't you have one?
Oh, yeah. It is well known that the genre of music that band plays...
You don't know the meaning of well known.
Is jizz.
Yeah.
It's jizz is the name of the genre.
I believe if you're in that band, wouldn't you be called a jizz whaler? Isn't that
yeah,
what
they're called jizz whalers, yeah.
Oh, man, I went to the cantina, had some ecstasy. Oh, the music was pumping. It felt like I was covered in jizz.
This is some jizz I can really get into. I'm not usually a fan of jizz, but, like, it really takes
the
me.
The consistency of this jizz is really good.
This is some smooth jizz.
Contemporary jizz.
Also, the guys that play it look like testicles. Their heads are just testicles. So in this universe and Star Wars universe, jizz is produced by testicles.
Bring back the EU!
To hear the full episode along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.